tumors, I assume it's likely to in time despite my dicey psyche. You know the drill, buy me screwdrivers to get me railed until I'm hammered enough to fall asleep on beds of nails. So take that hacksaw and saw this hack into a thousand pieces. Put it in your mouth and teeth and chew it till it's ground between them. Drain my blood and use it when you ride a page. Describe the taste and tell me if I'm truly worth the ground I sleep in. It's the semi-psychotic candy and vodka mixed with some Remy Martin and a medley of monster flicks. I'm on a mission for the ending of all of this. I'm contradicted, full of empty intoxicants. I'm a desperate, desolate mess of skeletons who second guesses, questions, intentions. When all the messages mixed in sections, the skin are left dissected and ripped, infected with pestilent hexes that exorcists fix, so check it. I got two bad hands and still built this house of cards. Just an average jack up in the club who thinks he found a heart. But I don't go to clubs and don't believe in love or holding hearts and grips and lift his fist as it's in which it's bleeding from. It's bleeding from, it's bleeding from, it's bleeding from. I look into the bleeding sun and whisper with my bleeding tongue. All my poems, I tell it that the bleeding's fun until its carcass reaches harvest, telling me the bleeding's done.
There's nothing that's after death, and after death there's no afterlife. And you'll agree the eulogies and afterwords are words. Afterburn from aftershocks and afternoons of afterthoughts. So after you, I'll follow you to Acheron. And after all, while you can't just save yourself from this place in hell, we'll say farewell until the sun decays with eyes open, hoping no one knows. We both just dug our graves to stop the sleep talking, walking, revolving in coffins, hostage to cautious responses, solemn and lost in the nonsense. Often I follow my conscience, bottle and swallow my problems, wallow and hollow. A process is toxic, hostile and nauseous. It's just another itchy finger that I know expects to pull it. And I'm in the line of fire every time you're sweating bullets, because it's getting harder now to go in when everything is haunting me. Until I take my heart and squeeze it till the bleeding stops. But I'd rather go in so I could pluck one out the sky to navigate inside the shallow grave. I stand alone in the window with the casket closed and lashed to hold a stack of bones. Getting shivers on the path I roam, but that's just home.